This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. The fracking boom along the Eagle Ford Shale has brought many things to Texas, money and jobs on the one hand, environmental concerns and pollution on the other. But there are plenty of unforeseen consequences. This one's a biggie. Turns out that the increased traffic and improvements to the infrastructure along the borderlands meant to help the fracking industry is also helping another group, drug smugglers. Ben Geeman reports on this story for the National Journal. Ben, how much of an impact is this actually having on drug smuggling?
Well, it's certainly having a big impact on how the Border Patrol operates in that region. As you pointed out in the introduction, there can be some real unintended consequences of this oil and gas development boom that's happening in Texas and Pennsylvania and North Dakota and other states. And in South Texas, one of those unintended consequences stems from the fact that within the Eagle Ford Shale, a lot of the development is on these very large private ranch lands. And to support that development, you've had the industry either creating a lot of new roads or paving existing roads, because basically there's the need to handle a lot more truck traffic to service these sites. And so one of the sort of perhaps unforeseen consequences of this is the fact that all of these new roads have provided a new way for drug smugglers to get around the Border Patrol's inland checkpoints. And here's how they're doing it. And this is what law enforcement believes and what they've caught drug smugglers doing in a few notable cases. Because there are so many different companies and so many different trucks going through that area, it provides a way to sort of blend in, if you will, on it. Essentially what's happening is you've got smugglers who are stashing marijuana or other drugs in trucks that are either, you know, quote, cloned to look like one of the industry trucks or are some type of truck that seems to just kind of fit right in driving around on these ranch lands.
And I would imagine that it's also a little bit off limits or more difficult for law enforcement agents to get onto that private land in the first place.
Well, the Border Patrol does have the ability to patrol these private ranch lands. And that gets to actually something that's really interesting that's been happening, which is that it's essentially been oil and gas industry meet Border Patrol meet oil and gas industry. Certainly there's a new partnership that's developed between the two. There's even a program run out of the Border Patrol down there that's called the Integrated Frontline Resources Awareness Campaign, or IFRAC, if you will, which intentionally sounds like fracking. And what this is a partnership between the Border Patrol and the industry itself to both try and help spot illicit activity, but also to talk about safety and other issues. So another example would be perhaps you have traveling through some of these ranch lands, people who are immigrating to the country in an undocumented way.
Right, right.
And they are certainly coming across people who work at these oil and gas development sites. And so that's another issue that the industry and that the Border Patrol are dealing with. It's taken on a few forms. There's an 800 number that's been set up for the industry to call if they see what they believe are illicit activities. And there's just meetings from time to time to really sort of have a relationship with one another to work together. And one question that I found really interesting, I was chatting with a Border Patrol agent who is called a ranch liaison officer, and he made the point where, as he put it, it's the yin to the yang. And what he meant by that was, on the one hand, all of these either new or newly paved roads on this private ranch land are providing some new conduits and new avenues for drug smugglers. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you've got more eyes and ears out there in the field that several years ago didn't really exist in the same way. And so the point that this gentleman was essentially making was that on the one hand, there's more vulnerabilities. On the other hand, there's more people out there who can report illicit activity. I was doing an interview with Matthew Hudak, who's the chief of the Laredo sector of the Border Patrol. And, you know, I asked him point blank, look, is this new Eagle Ford development that's been occurring in recent years, is it enabling more drugs to get through? Or do you think because you've got the yin to the yang, as the Border Patrol gentleman put it, do you think it's enabling less drugs to get through because
sure,
there's more people out there looking around? And he was very candid, and he just said it's very difficult to tell.
It's a remarkable story on the fracking industry and drug smuggling. Ben Geeman reports on it in the National Journal. Thanks so much for taking time out to speak with us, Ben.
Thanks for having me on the program. I really enjoyed it.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.